Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Good Wednesday, everyone. We're scheduled to talk with Newt Gingrich. I know he's still in the Vatican area, though. Sometimes time zones and mix-ups. Hopefully he'll post. We'll talk about his brand new book because he's got a lot in here about President Trump, how he wins, and how Americans, one thing you have to say about Trump, whether you like his solutions or not, I would argue his mentality of solving problems, of coming up with a solution rather than just talking about it forever, including Republican presidents, is second to none. Now, you can differ with his solutions. Getting it done, though, is what he specializes in. And I think people are supportive of that, even if they differ with the policy here and there. They're tired of these things that linger forever. Some of it's the pace of Washington. Some of it is they just want to posture, and they don't really want to solve a problem. They don't see solutions, so they just keep on kicking it down the road, president after president, and people say to me, is that solved yet? No, it's never going to get solved. Like building the border wall, how tough that is to get that done. Okay, so we'll talk with Newt Gingrich when he gets here. One of the things I was going to ask him, though, I'm looking at this piece at Vox, another liberal website today. Headline, "The Narrative Power of Abolish the Police." And the person writing it says, it isn't just a policy proposal, it's an idea of what the country could be. Here's what the game is. They're trying to inspire, to get the masses on their side, on the left, riled up with this stuff, defund the police, abolish the police, get rid of the... Heck, in Seattle, they've taken over and they're armed in a 4, 5, 6 square block area now with the new Capitol Hill area out there, where a police precinct is. They're running that area of Seattle. They've annexed it. So that's the power of it. But they know that the average American, when they hear that, says, you know what? These people are completely off the edge of the world. So the media has to step in, and they have to knock that idea down. All right, let's go to Speaker Newt Gingrich in Italy. I don't know if Calista Gingrich is there or not. Mr. Speaker, welcome back to Philadelphia. Thank you for joining us.
Great to talk with you. And yes, we're both still here in Rome, and although it's getting much better here, but it's, people are now out and about and restaurants are open, and we're gradually getting the total number of cases is going down every single day. So
well,
I'm encouraged.
We need you back here, though, and I wanted to ask you about this tactic, and before we talk about the book, Trump and the American Future, Solving the Great Problems of Our Time, and the second part of that, Trump is the problem solver. You're really the first one that zones in on a book, how much that drives him. And I was thinking of you when you put out The Contract with America. Americans like that because it was specific. Elect us, we're going to do this. That may have been the biggest in our recent history, Speaker, and I think that was part of the magic of what you did.
Well, I think, you know, we had been out of power for 40 years, and we finally had a chance to put something very positive together. And we were very lucky because we were standing on Ronald Reagan's shoulders. I mean, a lot of the biggest things like welfare reform, balancing the budget, cutting capital gains tax, those were straight out of the Reagan playbook. So we were really, I think, in pretty good shape from that standpoint.
But, I mean, the branding of it and all was the thing that too many people just don't seem to get. And I wanted to ask you about this whole branding, defund the police. The point I've been making the last couple of days is that it's magical for the forces of the mobs and the activists on the left. And then the media jumps in and tries to say that's not what they mean by it. It's only just cutting back a little bit here and there. And when you get something like that that gets people riled up without political damage on the other side, that's a pretty good position to be in. How would you deconstruct that? What should Trump or anybody else be doing on that?
Well, first of all, you know, Chicago on Sunday had the most killings they've had in one day in 60 years. They had 18 people killed on Sunday.
Yeah.
You look at Philadelphia's murder rate. You look at robberies, you look at rapes, we're drifting right back to the kind of lawlessness we had in the 70s. And the answer on the left is, you know, let's disband the police. And this is not just rhetoric. Portland, Oregon just cut out $7 million. Los Angeles cut out $150 million. And, of course, all this breaks down the morale of the police. We're drifting back towards the world that produced Clint Eastwood in a series of movies where, you know, people applauded because he shot the bad guys. And it was literally in the 70s, people got sick of it. That's why they ultimately elected Rudy Giuliani mayor, and he dramatically turned around New York in the 1990s. But again, I mean, and of course, you just had an experience in your own city of the kind of Maoist groupthink at the Philadelphia Inquirer, much like what happened at the New York Times. I mean, you have a totalitarian left that wants you and me to believe that whatever they say it is what it is. So if they get up in the morning and announce that the color for Philadelphia this week is going to be chartreuse, your job is to say, yes, isn't it wonderful that we're all chartreuse? It has nothing to do with truth. It's just amazing.
Absolutely. Now, to the book, one of the biggest things I think about solving the problem, and I'm surprised that Trump, he's not fully solved it because it's gargantuan, Mr. Speaker. In the first term, though, he took it on was China. That's always been this thing of one president after another, not even taking much of a shot at trying to solve the problem with China, our debt. There are incursions all over the world. There are theft of everything. There are aggressive actions. Is that one of the things you're talking about that Trump is on the road to solving?
Well, look, I mean, I did a book last year called Trump versus China, and there's a significant section on China in my new book, Trump and the American Future. This is, I tell people, Trump's taking on four really big challenges simultaneously, and people need to understand that, and China's one of the four. He's also taking on the economy, the pandemic, and the issue of how we fix America's cities. And I think that this is a huge challenge. The thing that about Trump is, you know, he actually gets things done. I mean, you can argue about his personality. You can argue about some of his tweets. I'm not going to defend them. But you look at 300 conservative federal judges. You look at an economy which in February had the lowest black unemployment rate in history, lowest Latino unemployment rate in history. Now, he's going to have to bring us back up again, but my hunch is he will. And certainly last month's jobs numbers were very, very encouraging. But he is he's a real change agent. By contrast, Joe Biden, sitting over near you in Wilmington in some basement, came to Washington in 1972. So he's had 48 years to get something done. And what he wants you to believe now is that this time he'll really do it. And I think that's a hard sell. I don't think you can sell Joe Biden as a change agent, particularly if you understand the election's about Biden, Pelosi, and Schumer. And it's the three of them you have to think about, just as on our side, you have to think about Trump, McCarthy, and McConnell.
Yes, exactly right. So what do you see the issue? Is it too complex to boil it down to something when we get to November? I bet you wish you had more time to write this book.
I think it's very simple. I think it's very simple. And I've just done a series of podcasts people can get for free. at Gingrich 360, and I took the Pelosi $3 trillion bill. And I've done a series of podcasts now showing you how radical it is, how many weird things are in the bill. But the real question for this fall is, which America do you want? Do you want an America that is work-oriented, success-oriented, job-creating, defends itself against the Chinese, does the things necessary to bring Washington under control, or do you want to give power back to the very people who've screwed everything up? I did a newsletter today, which people can get at Gingrich 360, it's free, and I said, you know, the Democrats should be taking a knee, but they should be taking a knee to the whole country. They've been running Philadelphia, they've been running Baltimore, they've been running Minneapolis, they've been running San Francisco. Let's be clear who has failed. When you start talking about poor Americans in urban areas, overwhelmingly, they've been in places totally dominated by the Democrats.
Absolutely. Where do we get the book, Speaker Newt Gingrich?
The easiest way right now is just to either go to Amazon or to go to Gingrich 360, either one, and we'll get you a book.
Thank you very much. Enjoy your time there, and we hope we get you back at least before the election.
Look forward to it.
All thanks, right. Thank you. Speaker Newt Gingrich here on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.